Corporate tours are part and parcel of running a company, and it is imperative to set a budget so that everything goes smoothly. Budgeting of such tours comes with all kinds of allowances and limitations, which are divided into different categories. One of the most important budgeting needs is the airfare and travel expenses. Now, if you are novice at this and asked to manage the first corporate travel for your company, then things could get a bit tricky. In this blog, we are going to let you in on some tips and tricks, so that you sail through with flying colors. Interested? Let's take a look. 1. Fighting the war of cookies. When checking out flight trips and destinations with corporate tour operators, always surf using the incognito or secret mode. Every website has a cookie policy, and that generally entails them in following your search patterns. Search a thing too many times on your regular browser and your flight rates are bound to go up. On the other hand, if you go low-key incognito, your cookies are reset, and you are more likely to see real prices. An interesting hack? You bet it is. 2. Book them round, not half. If you have not noticed it yet, round trips are always cheaper than one way. The business is simple, and you commit to the airlines more than the latter, so you get a discount on your overall expense. So, in case you do have a specific itinerary and time frame for your corporate tour, go for round-trip tickets and you might end up saving huge amount of cash, at least in the thousands per head. 3. Get in touch with corporate travel agencies. And yet if all of this sounds too hectic, corporate travel agencies are the best bet you have. These companies are in touch with airfare websites and airlines alike, and for them to give you discount will not be a difficult thing at all. In fact, they can also guide you through tons of other stuff as well, which will come in handy during your office travel. These are the three most effective ways in which you can better manage your expenses on flight. There are many others on the internet as well, from stalking airlines for discount Tuesday, to buying tickets end of sale on Thursday. But we thought mentioning that would be wasting your midweek productivity days, something that cannot be meddled with.